10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Download the Husker Harvest Days app to stay up to date on show information. Husker Harvest Days, September 12th through the 14th. Located 6 miles west of Grand Island, Nebraska. Visit HuskerHarvestDays.com for more information and to purchase tickets online.
It is 824 KVOE live and local. It is time for Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Dr. Karen Daugherty. Tech Talk brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Looking for financial education help? Maybe want to use a calculator or budgeting tool. Check out Banzai, spelled B-A-N-Z-A-I, on ESFCU.com. Tools, calculators, courses, and coaches for your everyday financial education needs. Know a teacher? Refer them to ESFCU.com for free resources for their classroom. Text or call us for more info, 620-342-2336. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to our monthly edition of Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Dr. Karen Daugherty. Dr. Daugherty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. How are you? Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, how's it going today?
Doing all right. What a beautiful morning, right?
Beautiful.
Absolutely great. Yes. We can take more of these, that is for sure. Well, we're pleased to be joined by Karen. Of course, Dr. Daugherty joins us monthly for a Tech Talk brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Well, let's see. Might we be nearing diamond anniversary time here, Karen?
How exciting is that? Before I forget, we always have to make sure and acknowledge Emporia State Federal Credit Union for their gracious opportunity to allow us to provide these monthly updates and Tech Talk. So thank you, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. And yes, we have a lot of excitement and a lot stirring over here on campus. And we are looking at our Jubilee, Diamond Jubilee Celebration. I just looked that up in the dictionary, actually. Looked it up to see what the Diamond Jubilee is, and it is the 60th anniversary of the foundation of an organization. And so we are very excited to be able to share with our community this celebration and these ceremonies that we have upcoming to honor our leadership, our former leadership, and do a few things around campus and around the community. So a lot of events upcoming that I look forward to sharing with our community.
Well,
yep.
What can you detail and divulge at this point in time?
All right. On September 27th, we will have a Wrangler Friends and Family event in the West Lot. I'm sure you've seen the return of the tent. And so we have a lot of events scheduled for the tent. Our feather in the cap, if you will, something we are really excited about and a lot of energy on campus, October 18th. So we want to make sure our community members get this on their calendar. You will see this in your socials. There will be information going out about October 18th at 3 p.m. We will be having a facility naming ceremony at the Trussler Foundation Conference Center here on campus. We have invited former presidents who have served at least 10 years in their leadership role with the college to be honored on that day, and we will be naming facilities after those leaders. So our main facility, those of you who are familiar with the main building, will be renamed. There will be an unveiling. We're in process right now of putting signage up on campus, and so the unveiling will be October 18th, and this facility, the main facility, will be the Metcalf. We will also dedicate the technology building, and that will become the Hollenbeck Education Center. And then our final facility that we will dedicate on that afternoon will be the construction building that we will rename the Stover. And so Richard Metcalf, Keith Stover, and Dr. Dean Hollenbeck each served at minimum 10 years in the leadership role and in guiding the college as it became who we are today. And I'm really honored to be able to celebrate them and have the ceremony to support them. It's a really exciting time for the college.
Absolutely. And the way it sounds here, Karen, if memory serves me correctly, this was an idea that came out of a kind of a staff conversation that moved forward pretty quickly.
It did. And this is why we are so proud of this. This was internal. We had an internal task force from December to about February. Really spend a lot of investment in time and in data and in, if you all remember, in my first 6 months, I met with employees, I met with some community members. They had a lot of data from that and feedback and really just internal conversations. So they captured some of these ideas and developed a vision plan. And this is one of those initiatives to emerge out of the vision plan that is completely employee-driven. And so we're really happy and excited that this is something the employees wanted to do for the leaders who served in such a role in our community.
So have you seen the signage?
I have.
Did it look good?
It does.
Okay. So of course it does, yeah.
Of course it does. If you come to campus, you will see there are some concrete foundation squares and rectangles that have been set over the past few days. And so those are the foundation and the footings for the signage that will be unveiled on October 18th. The other side to that is, in addition to the building signage that will be in front of each of these buildings, there will also be directional signage. So one thing that when I was doing my interview, I was directed to come to the conference center. And so when I get to campus, I'm just like, I don't know where the conference center is. So for those of us who are new to the area or new to campus and may not have some of these traditions or some of these locations and know automatically where they are, we decided maybe it's time we put some signage up on campus that also provides guidance to what each building is, what are the programs within the building, so where would the dental. We have a lot of our community members who take advantage of our dental clinic and with the dental hygiene program and the dental assisting program, and we don't have signage up for that. So a lot of ways that we can serve the community by helping them see what these programs do and what these services are even for our community. So we will also have some directional signage and program signage related to what would be in each facility.
All right, but the big signage unveiling for the renaming of the buildings coming up October 18th.
Yes.
At 3 p.m.
Yes, sir.
Public invited?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
The more the merrier.
So a big event October 18th. Well, what else might be in store as we gallop into the 60th year?
So then we have October 18th, so the facility naming ceremony. On October 19th, we have the cut on the West Lawn under the tent. And so we have invited we've invited each of the presidents to attend that, and we would love for them to stick around a few days and be able to visit friends and see folks. What I would really like to, that we're very proud of, is that Richard Metcalf passed, I believe, in 1992, and three of his four adult children will be here. And they are in the Kansas City area. So we're really honored that his family is going to represent him and to speak on his behalf. So we're very happy that they are choosing to join us and that they want to celebrate and really represent their dad in his role that he served with the college. So we're really happy about that. So that family will be here. Dean Hollenbeck and Julie will be here. And then also, I believe, Keith Stover and his wife are planning to be here as well. So we're very happy that the former leaders and their families have elected to be a part of this ceremony and that they will be on hand for this. So that will take us back then to the 19th, which is the cut, and then the 21st is an alumni and friends cornhole tournament, again on the West Lawn. So from about September 27th through October 21st, we've got four events that will be showcasing and celebrating as we kick off our Diamond Jubilee. Would also add that you'll start seeing the Fusion food truck around at a few events, and so their curriculum that the students learn about food truck and operation of a food truck, that curriculum is in the fall semester. So that's why you tend to see our food truck out a lot in the fall and maybe not as much in the spring, because it's not part of the program's curriculum in the spring semester. But you will see them at the Truckapalooza on September 23rd, and then they will also be at the Friends and Family Fall Festival. So try to take advantage of the food truck while you see it out. Those are the events that we have scheduled right now that take us through early fall, the end of October. And so we're really excited about that. You'll see some branding come out. Another thing we are asking of our community members is we will do a hashtag. We will do a social media blitz, I guess, if you will. And so we're asking folks to tag us, but to also get out some of those old pictures they may have. We want to be able to share archive photos. We have some archive photos. We're going to ask alumni to share pictures they may have. We will launch a social media campaign that is hashtag FHTC60Years. And so we will encourage our community to become part of the celebration with us. If they have memories, if they have photos, if they have anything they want to share as they have been a part of Flint Hills Technical College.
All right, plenty of activities to look back, plenty to celebrate, 60th year, Flint Hills Technical College. This is Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Dr. Karen Daugherty. From looking past, let's look forward.
Yes, sir.
And the board recently met, and what might be new on the master planning front?
Yes, we're very excited about this as well. So the board approved last night for us to engage with an architect design build firm to allow us to pursue some master planning. We had initially sent out RFQs to work with an architect design firm in relation to an advanced manufacturing facility. That is still on the agenda. That is still something we are striving for. But during the process, while we have some internal strategic plan, we have a facility plan, we have some initiatives, once we heard these presentations from the architect design build presenters, we really felt like we needed to take a pause and take a step back and really conduct a master planning process to really see what we can, how we can reconfigure maybe our footprint here on the west side of town. What does that look like in our existing space? What are some things they might be able to help us with as we look at a new facility, an advanced manufacturing facility? We are cramped on space, so regardless, we're going to have to do something to support, especially a few of our programs that even offering three different cohorts a day, we're not meeting the wait list need. So we really do need to look at some of these options about expanding some of our footprint or our facilities. So rather than us taking on something, we, through this process, came to the conclusion that we want to take a pause. We have RFPs out for a maintenance facility, for the expansion of our industrial engineering technology, PLC, Programmable Logic Control Lab. So we decided to maybe put a pause on those just for a few months, we think, and really get a good planning vision of what we want to do rather than being ad hoc. And so we're really excited that the board had suggested this, recommended it. They were part of the committee to work with these architect design build firms and to listen to those presentations, so we had a board subcommittee. I want to give a shout-out to Doug Peck with the county. He joined us as well, and he provided some really good insight for us related to his feedback with the presenters, and we really appreciate him taking his full afternoon. It was like from noon to 5 one day, and he was with us the whole day. So we do advocate, we do appreciate his advocacy and his willingness to be part of that process.
I wanted to ask you here, Karen, because when you look at this, and clearly you've got, you know, you mentioned the kind of the landlocked side of things that, that you've been dealing with now for quite some time, but, you know, there's some of the different things that we've discussed here on Tech Talk previously, one of which comes to mind is the, you know, kind of setting up additional projects like what's taking place in Coffee County with the semiconductor project, and also the potential, at least maybe, for an agriculture facility as well. So not only you're planning to kind of keep things here, you know, ready to go short term for the business needs here for the area and maybe the ag needs in the area, but you're looking quite a bit out down the road, 10 plus years here with this master plan, I would assume.
Yes, sir, Chuck. That's exactly what we want to cover and embrace and really do this type of facility review, master plan footprint review with a strategic eye related to what you've just identified, the Coffee County needs, related to the expansion into agriculture, related to so many programs we have right now are so good, we don't need to add a whole lot. Do we want to add an agriculture? We absolutely do. The semiconductor, our goal at this point, based on a lot of our research, suggests that our students could do year one with our existing industrial engineering program, and then we can have a specialized year two for semiconductor. So that might be a split situation where everybody starts here, but maybe they have to go to the facility that may become part of the Coffee County initiative. So we are absolutely looking at the expansion of our technical side programming in addition to our health care programming, our allied health and human services programming. And we, to support what we think the region's needs are going to be, we need to really look at that master footprint. We need to look at that master plan and see in what ways we can do this. I'm going to give you a quick example. If, for instance, we look at this main building that the president's office is in, we have our student services area. If we look at another structure, and we're able to take out some of the administrative offices from this facility, could we perhaps make this facility an entire healthcare facility where we expand the nursing, we expand the dental assisting and dental hygiene to where we bring in our emergency services and expand that a little bit. We have our CNA program and our health occupations. They're in another building. Are they able to come into this and we grow that? So then it becomes more of that pathways model where all of the students that are in that healthcare industry are going to be able to interact and interface with each other. So that's really kind of this long-term eye that we have in this landscape here for the main campus. And then potentially, as you mentioned, Chuck, if we move into an agriculture, we can do an agriculture program, but not on this campus. We really do need to look at what those options are, and we have been in conversations with folks in looking at that. So that's continuing to move forward, and we will move it forward, and we will figure out the space and the location, what that looks like when we get to that point.
We haven't even addressed childcare.
We have in our first semester of that program, I think we have 7 students, and I've shared with folks that I'm really happy with that number of students because we were not able, we didn't get full approval from the Higher Learning Commission and KBOR until probably the first week of August. So we really had to just do word of mouth, so we weren't able to take it into the school districts like we might have in the past for a program. So to get 7 students with really very little marketing of the program in the school districts and very little marketing of the program overall for a first semester and starting out, I'm very pleased with that.
All right. Well, we could go on here forever, but we are out of time. We are dead out of time here.
Thank you all. I apologize. No, I could just talk forever. I love what I do, and I love the college, and we're having a great time here, and I really appreciate and respect our employees and what their ideas are and how they really step up to the leadership role.
Well, we always enjoy talking to you. A lot of great information always, Karen, so we appreciate your time, and keep up the great work.
Thank you all. Have a great week. Let's enjoy that rain we had yesterday. Everything's great transition to the fall.
Indeed. Dr. Karen Daugherty, President, Flint Hills Technical College with Tech Talk. Brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. NMLS number 424226, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. 844, sunny, 57 degrees. Good morning.
Kim Jong-un has arrived in Russia. The North Korean leader has rolled into the country in an armored train. He's there to see President Vladimir Putin.